All right, I'm Danielle McCartan, fourth time with Phil Sims in 2 weeks from the Sims Academy, the last day, Franklin Lakes, Pulis Field. Phil, after 4 full days, what do you hope these kids take away from this?
Oh, shoot, a lot of stuff. Just making new friends, having fun, seeing that hard work can be fun. I think we've broken it up each day with some games that have been the kids seem to get a kick out of. But, you know, more importantly, really, too, you know, to learn a lot about football. And I'm sure the receivers and quarterbacks learned some things in these 4 days that they have never been taught before.
Cool. Now, you guys have met Coach Sims, Quarterback Sims, Analyst Sims. We'll kind of focus on what's next now coming for you. First of all, I would have to go back into, how did you make the transition to broadcasting?
Oh, shoot. I don't know if there was a transition. I don't know if I ever really thought I'd make a career out of it. I was released from the Giants, mm-hmm. kind of suddenly, unexpectedly, everything, whatever else you want to say about it. And I wasn't sure what to do, and I didn't want to move away from my family to keep playing.
Right.
So I was just offered an opportunity to work in TV, and I said, well, I'll try it. And here we are, I don't know how many years later, 20-something, and I'm still doing it, so I'm happy about that.
Now, did you ever have like a degree in communications or anything?
No communications, no. In fact, all my friends are shocked I'm in TV. And, I wasn't the most talkative kid growing up.
Really?
But I was talkative when I played. But it just, you know, even teammates of mine, even people in the media business said, oh, he's not going to be any good at it because he gives a terrible interview. Like, the interview you give as a player
right.
is going to really determine what you are as an analyst or whatever. So, but it's been fun. I love doing it. I love hanging around the game. I still follow the NFL very close, college football as close as I can, and somewhat even high school football in this area I try to follow.
Yeah, big football in this area.
Yeah, football around here in high school, it's serious stuff, and there's a lot of good schools. And I talked at a coaches like convention or gathering a couple days ago, and I said, I don't know which is harder, being a coach of a professional football team or a high school coach, because there's no time off. You're always trying to keep kids. You got to work them out. Everybody's playing different sports, so it's a tough job.
Yeah, just make sure it's recorded. Okay, yeah, because I've done interviews before.
That's I hear you.
All right. So I want to ask that, moving into the booth, what was the coolest moment or the most poignant moment you've ever called from the booth?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I could just point to one moment. I mean, I've seen so many great ones. Plays at the end of the game by the Patriots to win games. Peyton Manning coming from a big deficit in the AFC Championship game to beat the Patriots, to go to his first Super Bowl after so many years and mm-hmm. so much negativity. Oh, he can't win the big game. One of my favorite all-time phrases, we got to win the big game. You know, forget about all those other ones that lead up to the big game, but the big game, that's all that counts. But whatever. So those are just a couple.
Yeah.
And I just think the fact that it's hard to pick out, like, special games, because I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter to me if the score's 35-34, 35-0. It's still exciting to sit there and talk about all the players of the game.
Now, what's the best advice? Because I'm trying to break into this field. What's the best advice you can give somebody in my shoes?
Man, just keep working. Do everything you can. You know, you got to work for free, whatever, a long time, just to get experience, to learn, to broaden what you do. And, you know, if I was starting over again and myself, it's a much more competitive business now mm-hmm. In broadcasting or journalism mm-hmm. than it was 20-some years ago. So if I was to be an ex-player like this year, I would probably do a radio show, something like that, just to talk
right.
and to realize there's just so much information to gather and try to be as versatile as possible, especially for you.
Now, joining the NFL today, new venture for you.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope it's going to be fun. I don't have to travel, of course, as much this year, so I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, you don't realize how much you travel until you sit back and think about it when the season's over. It's like, you know, 70 plane flights. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of miles.
I missed a frequent flyer miles. But, but just now, I think what excites me is the fact that I'll get a chance to really cover the whole league and pay attention to all the teams instead of just that small group of teams that the big games that we cover.
Right. Now, there's been some murmurings on social media. I know you're not so active on that you've been joining the WFAN cast on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I've read or kind of seen some things, but, you know, no, that's not in my radar right now. One day, I will admit, one day I do want to do radio. I'm not sure when that will be, and I find it intriguing. because there's more time to talk, mm-hmm. and you can really kind of broaden your thoughts out there. So that excites me. And radio is definitely something I will do before I'm done broadcasting.
Awesome. The McCartan Sims Show. There you go.
Sounds up. I don't know about that. I think Boomer Esiason likes that gig. And, you know, it's amazing. I know Boomer very well.
Yeah.
And he can be somewhere at night. And, you know, I know he's only getting a couple hours of sleep because of what a charity or whatever he's doing. But the next morning, he's excited because there's just something about going on the air.
Yeah.
When the camera comes on or the mic is turned on, that even if you're tired, you can't wait to start talking again.
I know that.
You know that.
All right. So I got three fan questions for you from Twitter. Dave wants to know, great segue, how often do you get mistaken for Boomer Esiason?
Oh, a lot. Not every day, but enough. And it doesn't irritate me. I always have smart comebacks about it. And Boomer gets... people think he's me, and he always has a lot of smart comebacks. So, you know, Boomer's thing is, hey, I'm just so much better looking than Phil. How could they confuse us? So we have a lot of fun with it, and I'm sure we will have a lot of fun with it in the NFL today this year, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. All right, so the biggest difference between the NFL, in the NFL, between when you played and what it is now?
Oh, everything. Just, you know, the athlete continues to evolve, get better and better. The coaching is more on the edge. You know, in other words, coaches are willing to take more chances, be more creative. You know, we know about the money, but I just think that and now the quarterback is, you know, empowered probably 5 times, maybe 10 times more than he was in my era. You know, they didn't build franchises just around the quarterback in my era. Maybe Joe Montana, they thought about it a little more, but now... You have a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. Their number one goal as a team is just to make sure he does well. And, of course, if your quarterback does well, usually that's really good for the team, so it's a good thought.
It's like a pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. And the final question is from Drew. He said, would you ever want to go into coaching?
Well, not now. Of course, I'm too old to start that tree. You know, like just to like the coach in the NFL, I'd have to start at the bottom almost. And, you know, I don't want to do that. It's too hard. The hours are... To be in that position to start over would be too tough on me. But when I was playing, I always thought I would be a coach. And that was my goal, to play as long as I could. When I'm done, I was going to coach. And at first it was, oh, I'll be a high school coach when I was in college. I thought about that. If I don't make the pros, I'll be a high school coach. Mm-hmm. Then when I got in the pros, I said, maybe I'll go back to college. Then after I was in the NFL for about 6 or 7 or 8 years, I go, oh, no, I'm coaching pro football. Because it just... There was no, you didn't have to worry anything about anything but just coaching your guys. I didn't have to recruit, didn't have to worry if they were going to class, all those things. So, but coaching is, that's never going to happen.
Never. All right. Well, that's it. That's all I got for today. So, Phil, I just want to thank you for your hospitality over the past 4 days.
Thanks for coming out here. You've endured the heat,
the rain.
We finally did one in the shade, so this feels really good. Before the camp starts today, it's very hot. A lot of games, a lot of fun. You know, it's the last day of school today.
Yeah.
So we're going to lighten up just a little on all the kids and have a little more fun.
Great. And you guys, he'll be back next year with the Sims Academy from a dome.
Maybe a dome, yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.